Perfect. Good morning, Ibby.
Good morning.
This is Ibby from Foundation. This is the first of our presentations, Ben. So if you could kindly put these to the correct channels for the correct students. So this is Ibby Galt. Is that pronounced right, Ibby?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Brilliant. From Foundation. And she is just going to... This is the second presentation. So for this presentation, Ibby, it's just really... progress and making sure that the idea and your proposal is sort of consolidated enough to now properly start making work.
Okay.
So do you want to just tell us about give us a recap on where you were last time you spoke to us?
Yeah.
And just tell us about what's happened since.
Okay, well, I've had quite a journey with it. I obviously spoke to you guys about feminism last time, and then I decided I did a bit of development on that, and I thought I couldn't really take it very far. I thought it kind of, I came to a bit of a dead end with it quite quickly, so I just switched up and just started doing, in London I'd taken a lot of pictures of friends just like doing things and not really paying attention to what I was doing, and they were just sort of candid photos, and I started drawing those, and I actually really enjoyed the fact that I was observing someone. So then I started just doing a bit more textile stuff. I would paint onto calico and then stitch into that, which was quite fun.
But we've got the processes down. We know what processes we're using.
Yeah.
The sticking point has been the theme. So, what was wrong with the feminism idea?
I think I couldn't get as stuck into it as I thought I could. I think just because...
What were the barriers?
I think just defining what I actually wanted to do. I think making... Because obviously we talked and it was such a broad... I had no idea what I wanted to do within feminism. I think it was too much for me to just take on.
So did you not then edit, as we suggested, and look at a specific area?
I did, but then I was just sort of underwhelmed. But wasn't really kind of...
Fair enough.
I wasn't inspired by it, and I thought I just couldn't... Yeah. I couldn't make what I wanted to make.
So is this a complete 180, or is this,
I'm going to obviously link it so that it's cohesive.
Okay, so do you want to show us then what you've done, or how this is coming together then?
So I actually was talking to Gary, and he was talking about Monet.
Yeah.
Because he saw my painting in there yesterday. Yeah. And he said Monet had eyesight deterioration, and he would paint sort of blurry images or images that were sort of colour distorted, and I think that's probably going to be my main reference for my image, for my final piece, is because I really enjoy the kind of abstract colour palettes and painting in oils in green and blue and yellow. I did all these samples, and then these were on a bit of calico, just did these, and then obviously what I was doing the other day with the all of that. But in terms of development, obviously I have quite far to go.
Well,
and I think I just need to churn out loads of stuff at this point.
Well, again, this is about time management in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
I've seen students they got to this point, had a turnaround. It's not a case of I've got far to go or seeing it as a mountain. They just they've reestablished that they've got a different idea.
Yeah.
And their passion leads them that way to complete that.
Yeah.
I think often it is hard to find the idea at the beginning, and you do have a certain amount of weeks, and that's why we've given you
that
original presentation, giving you time to work on that and then come back and solidify it.
Yeah.
So really though, if it isn't solidified yet, this is down to your lack of research or commitment to getting that concept down.
Okay. Yeah.
So the only way that's going to happen, Ibby, is by mixing practical experimentation with that research.
Yeah.
That will tell you it. So if you feel a little bit on the back foot, that's fine. We've got plenty of time to absolutely get this down. It's a case of just being organised.
Yeah.
I would say, and just managing your time.
Managing my time,
I
am getting it now. I'm getting into a rhythm with it.
Great,
definitely.
Great.
So you've know what I want
to
do.
So you're sort of going to use now Monet as a... Did you see any Monet in London?
I think there was one piece, actually. I might have done.
or any work, you know, like just I'm just wondering if you captured any kind of this similar sort of stuff while you're in London.
I might review that after this.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Because you've got all this primary research, you know, the whole of London, all these galleries.
So much
stuff. There must be some of that primary research that will link and back up this idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I would definitely consider your ethical considerations. If you're doing stuff about sort of losing sight and things blurring, distorting, maybe considering sort of the blind society, about how, you know, maybe looking also at some science, how does the eye work?
It could be that you work in like a way that, you know, people who are colourblind or visually impaired can still see your work.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Photoshop's got this really cool app where you can put in the colour palettes that you're using and it will let you know if people who are visually impaired or colourblind can still see it.
That's interesting.
I don't know, that just might be another
link for
another
it. Yeah.
level to it.
Yeah.
But maybe I think, you know, your painting and sewing and stitching that and the fine art, that's solid.
Yeah.
That was in there.
Yeah.
It was just about you finding that idea you're comfortable with to run with.
Yeah.
I think that the painting that you did over Easter with your sister counts as evidence as well. So, you know, and it is that's your wheelhouse is painting, isn't it? That's your passion.
I just go back to it eventually.
I don't think it's even a case of going back to it. The whole point was is you shouldn't have been leaving it anyway because that's your specialism and that's what you're refining. You know, you can, you know, there's no harm in being multimedia at all.
Yeah.
But at this point, the main focus is your main passion, which is painting, you know. So really what I think we should be aiming for is a refinement in that. So as long as for your show we end up with a set of refined paintings, that's going to be fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
And then we can start talking about scale and things as we go down the line when you've actually got things to draw and actual ideas of, you know, what you're painting and drawing. I'm loving these.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I really like the ones on the calico.
Yeah.
These ones, yeah. I was thinking of stitching into a couple of them.
So tell us about tell us about these little bits of experiments so far then, what they're how they're helping you.
I kind of wanted to just get onto a piece of paper and just see what happened. So I cut up these into sort of just smaller, because I tend to work quite big just because I like it, just because I feel freer. So I just kind of challenged myself with getting them down to a smaller size where I could just produce loads of them and see what happened. So I used ink and acrylic and just went for it. But I added some tissue paper, just sort of textural stuff with some of the acrylic paint because I quite like texture in my paintings.
Okay, so this is an important key part. There's going to be texture.
Texture is a big thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and capturing light in my paintings. That's one of my favourite things.
So going back to the formal elements
and
focusing on some particular parts of the formal elements within your work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I painted trees for A-level and I'd paint the shadows on the trees and I was just, that project was just, I was in it for about 6 months.
Yeah.
I just was obsessed with my project.
Great.
And I want it to be the same for this one.
Totally.
Yeah, good for you.
And with the light, I think, I just love capturing it. I just love
light
in paintings.
We need, you know, these look like reflections on water to
me.
They
do.
Yeah.
And I was
going
to ask you if your theme is water now.
Yes, that's
what
I was feeding off that as well. So.
Well, I'm thinking, because where I live, I could kind of, I think, at this point, because you know how you said I was just making it so hard for myself, so difficult. I was just completely off track.
I don't
know
where you've been, like up there.
I don't
like,
even know.
You know,
Easter was a crazy time.
Yeah, like with your art.
Yeah. But I live by the sea and by the fields,
yes.
So I'm thinking blue and green, linking it to the home, linking it to my family and friends, linking it to people who are close to me, people who comfort me. I think it's about comfort. It's about people. It's about observing people.
I'm 100% on board, and you talk a fantastic game. The only problem is
doing
what
it.
You say
yeah.
and what you do often are two different things.
Don't correlate.
So
yeah.
You'll be here, I am convinced, to me, you sound like you know exactly what you want to do.
I've got it in my head. It's just getting the process
It's not the process, it's actually just doing the work.
And
backing it up, uncovering all the evidence, you know, those areas.
Yeah.
So if you say you are going to connect the land and the thingy and family,
doing direct observation,
then we need to see, you know, imagery where you're linking that, where you're linking sort of these big skies and you're like then, you know, you're sort of linking it as a journey home or you're starting to maybe take photographs if you're going to be painting from these of like narratives.
Yeah.
Walking home.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
The idea of like leaving the beach and arriving home, you know, and taking a series of photos and then painting them to start off with.
Yeah.
A lot of these can be little mini painting projects until you're
I love
ready
that
to
as
do
well.
Your big
yeah.
your big
a practice one.
But it's time management.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
you've
got
half the time's gone.
Yeah.
Don't forget May. 2 weeks in May are really short.
Yeah.
So all I can advise at you at this point is
go.
Now just start practically, if you find, you know, completing these sheets.
Yeah.
You know, again, I know, you know, but creating 100 hues should not take people longer than an hour.
Yeah.
So for me, I know you've been really unwell, so, and that does really affect, you know, just where
yeah,
you are
yeah,
and like that. I
yeah.
was trying to do some work yesterday myself and it's just not happening.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. But, you know, you're using greens and blues here at the moment, and that hues, but I want to see that you can colour mix greens and blues.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
These greens and blues are all very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've used your colour theory and you're mixing and you're not just mixing yellow and green and blues
yeah.
together and you're bringing in, you're mixing in reds and oranges and stuff off the colour palette to give you different types of hues of green and blue,
yeah.
you know, will we start to see the sophistication?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, these colours are still fairly primary.
Yeah.
And
that
I think, and if you're
yeah.
going to really capture...
Depth.
You,
yeah.
depth. You see, you know it. I know
yeah.
you know it.
Yeah, my brain's...
So the brain's
yeah.
fine. It seems it's the problem's fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think this is a great start. As I've said, don't be marching into the workshop doing getting big bits of wood and canvases and
yeah.
setting yourself these big things thinking I'm going to take this with me later and this is... No, at this point, go in the workshop and cut loads of little tiles.
Yeah.
You know, go and cut loads of little bits of canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Get one of the boards out of the life room and pin all your little bits of canvas to the board.
Mm-hmm.
So they're little thumbnails.
Yeah.
And then work on them like an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Set up like three on an easel
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
then be like, and go between them all.
Yeah.
Like rushing some, not rushing some,
mm-hmm.
applying some, and letting them build over the next 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
would be my kind of thingy.
Yeah.
In the meantime, find your imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to be coming off. As me and Sarah both seem to have picked up here,
the
we've
water.
Seen water ref-
yeah.
and reflection and stuff. And especially with Monet and his ponds.
Yeah.
So for me, it's
yes,
like go and
absolutely.
Take photographs of ponds, still water.
The sea.
The
as
sea,
well.
Yeah.
moving water. Again, you know, you've got that theme of the sea from the last project.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of this one, you were going to do something
yeah.
about
surface. So it kind of makes sense that water keeps coming back
be,
to you.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at symbolism of water in dreams, if you look at the idea of water, it's all got meaning.
So
mm.
much stuff. To,
so
yeah.
if you want to add depth, all you have to do is really
just
investigate
yeah.
now, just laser focus on the idea of the concept of water and home.
Yeah.
But we need your rough proposal
mm-hmm.
by Monday.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
you know,
fine.
That's, so you've got this time now mm-hmm. to consolidate this.
Yeah.
But this is exciting. So don't panic
mm-hmm.
at all. Because okay. If you like the idea and you're happy with the idea,
mm-hmm.
what we are going to need to see, though, is some more than texture experiments and just some scrunch tissue.
Yeah.
And a bit of... thingy we,
yeah.
you know, if you want to look how to experiment, go and see Paige.
Okay.
Because
maybe.
I have groomed her into
yeah
there's like certain techniques of abstract painting as well that you can get texture, so maybe we could do some like quick fun workshops with that that might help you.
Yeah. But this is exciting.
Yeah.
You know, so don't worry. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just do me a favour when you finish from here. Go and put all your papers in your folder.
Mm-hmm.
Go and flatten all these up. Like, give them some love.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is a lot of stuff doesn't look like it's cared for.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, right, the next. And that builds up and that.
Yeah.
And then you end up with just sort of
just
like this
mess.
Pile of...
Yeah.
I'm not meaning to be derogatory at all. So, you know, it's not... You know, that might be your style.
Mm-hmm.
But... go and give your work some love.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are a disorganised person and that, it's like, at least sort of try and help
keep
some sort of structured
yeah.
chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Do something with these. Put these all on a board together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and leave them on the side,
yeah.
you know. Get some space in that desk. Put those folders away. put up the most important things.
Okay. Yeah. The best ones.
You know, make a new refined mood board now, now that you know water, home. Put that up on your desk.
Yeah.
You know, you've got those other things, remember, you've got your blogs, you know, like, remember that this is all getting marked digitally, so now I've given everyone their categories. You've also got to start getting in your mind now that you need to be documenting all this as you go along.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry, I'll be prompting you, so, but you do have to do it.
You got this.
Yeah, you have got this.
I'm excited. Blog issue.
Why?
I don't know.
You're just not into
it? I don't know what it is.
Do you do it once a week?
I try to, I write in my little thingy every day, so I do have
Take photos of that and put it on your blog.
Yeah.
All you need to do is photograph everything.
Stop making problems for yourself. You constantly put barriers in front of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're not barriers. It's like,
it's not
a blog. That's what I mean. It's like, you don't have to write a blog.
Yeah.
If you're writing, take a photo of it and put it in the blog.
Okay.
Just a picture.
You've got to find what suits your style.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you've got all these. Why don't you just record? You talk really well. So why don't you just talk through your ideas and upload it onto your blog.
Instead of writing.
Yeah.
You know, and you know there's like dictate on Word.
Yeah.
So you can just put dictate. You can get somebody and just talk and it'll type it all up. Go through it, edit it, cut and paste it onto onto your blog. So you can work, you know, different types of tools and formats. Yes.
Okay.
Right, we'll wrap up on that one then, maybe. But listen, don't... this is going to be great. And this is playing to your skills. So just solidify this idea, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Brilliant.
Cool. Right.
And get well.